The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
LaMelo Ball is back, Jalen.
Out there looking like Tom Brady. Touchdown! One of one.
I love having LaMelo back.
Let's start the show.
Let's go. He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What exactly is it that we do?
We get the people what they want.
We have an update on MVP Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. We have Giannis and KD going back and forth, but we start with the Los Angeles Lakers, who now find themselves tied in the standings for a play-in game. And LeBron James voiced his displeasure with the new playoff format. Let's listen to LeBron.
It doesn't matter at the end of the day if I'm not 100%, close to 100%. It don't matter, you know, where we land. So, that's my mindset. And, if this happens to we end up at sixth or fifth or whatever the case may be, or if we end up in the playoff, whatever that thing is, whoever came up with that need to be fired. But whatever.
He said whoever came up with that needs to be fired, Jalen. And they lost to the Raptors, putting them in danger of a play-in game. What do you think about LeBron's sentiment?
You know how much I love LeBron James, my fellow more than a vote contribution brother, but I vehemently disagree with him on this one.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, not only is this idea so genius, I'm enthusiastic that the league decided to keep it going forward. You know why? We wouldn't be talking about the Washington Wizards otherwise.
No.
We wouldn't possibly get Steph and Dame and or Ja Morant in a play-in. How about that? You know, here's why LeBron is upset about it. I haven't used this word, I think, since elementary school.
Uh-oh.
The equator. Okay. I look at the Lakers in the Western Conference race. I love you too. When they go below the sixth seed, to me, that's a line of demarcation that tells me they won't win the championship this year.
Ooh.
Let me repeat what I just said. If the Lakers are a part of the play-in, they will not win the championship this year. And it ain't because they're not the best team. I've been the person saying nobody can test the Lakers and even take them to seven games. That's me. That's who. However, LeBron knows what I know. That's going to make the journey so much tougher
mm-hmm.
that I don't believe that they're going to be able to achieve their goal if they are part of the play-in. What do you think?
Well, if you look at the playoff matchups, you have Denver, even without Jamal Murray, they're playing great. And then you also have the Clippers. If you're the 6-3 could be Lakers, Clippers in the first rounds. And then you're going up against maybe the Suns and then the Jazz. It's going to be a tough road for whoever ends up in that 6-7-8 spot in the West, which is why it's so important that they end up as the number 5 seed, which right now is occupied by the Dallas Mavericks. And LeBron. All the number sixes are going to be upset with the play-in. All the number tens are going to love the play-in. It's that simple. If you're number six, you're mad at it. If you're number 10, you're happy with it. But this is intriguing. I love the play-in format. Look at all these teams that we will see play playoff basketball, even if it is just one game. And I mentioned the Dallas Mavericks, and of course, the Dallas Mavericks will go as far as Luka Doncic takes them. Luka Doncic had himself an interesting weekend, had a 30-point 20 assist triple-double, and then they lost to the Kings, and he got kicked out of the game for arguing with the refs, something that he's been criticized for. Do you think Luka Doncic complains too much while he's playing?
This is something that's being overblown as it relates to this player, and I'm here to defend him, Jacoby.
Okay.
You got league pass just like I do. How many years have you been watching the NBA? Like your whole life?
Yes, since I was like two.
So now we're going to act like Luka's the first player to complain all of the time to the refs? Is that what I'm really hearing?
Like, no one like, else complains. Only Luka Doncic. He's the only player. Everybody else just raises their hands when they foul.
Look at the history of human beings that have played in the NBA that have gotten technical fouls. There are people that have made the league institute a rule like this so that if Luka gets another technical, he'll be suspended. So I do not think he complains or in his feelings too much. Here's what it is. Let me teach y'all something.
Teach.
When you look at the Dallas Mavs, ask yourself, other than KP, who's their second, third, fourth best player?
Hardaway Jr.
I want you to answer that a little bit later.
Hardaway
the
Jr.
reason why that's so important is because Luka is the sole superstar in today's game that has to try to fight and win every possession, because if they don't, his team will not win. The other night, he had 30 plus. He had 20 dimes. He had a triple-double. And they still almost lost. You know that, right? They won on the last second three-pointer by Finney Smith. That's why they won. He has to compete against the best of the best. And he got to win every possession, because the margin of error for him as a superstar is very small compared to the other ones. When you get a chance, look at LeBron's roster. Look at Kawhi's roster. They got help. They got all NBA, all-star caliber help. That's why Luka seems like he's always complaining and frustrated, because the margin of error for the Dallas Mavs and him as a superstar is a lot smaller than other players of his caliber.
They need Kristaps Porzingis to be the Kristaps Porzingis that they traded for. It's that simple. He does have a running mate. He does have a Robin, per se. But Kristaps Porzingis just can't stay on the floor. And when he's there, he doesn't put forth the effort that he did when he was in a New York Knicks uniform. That is the key to them succeeding.
Whoa! I knew you would make this about the Knicks. You see the Knicks won yesterday too?
Well, while I was watching the Knicks game, the world was watching Giannis Antetokounmpo and Kevin Durant go back and forth. The Nets just decided, you know what, Giannis? Go ahead, Giannis. You can shoot all the threes you want. And he did. And he ended up with 49 points in a crucial win over the Nets. Jalen, in a 7-game series, could the Bucks beat the Nets?
Yes. And remember, I'm the guy that's now telling you, if the Lakers get into the play-in, I'm taking the field. I'm also telling you, in the East versus the Nets, I'm taking the field. And by the way, I work in television. I would love to see the Lakers and Nets play in the finals.
You're about to.
I'll be there with a fresh cut, and I'll wear 3 different pairs of glasses for the first 3 games. I would do that, but I'm taking the field. And here's why. You see Giannis yesterday? He wasn't settling. He wasn't settling. And when you look at the body types of Giannis and DeAndre Jordan, you would think that Giannis probably shouldn't be able to bully him, post him up, and jump hook right in his face or dunk on him, right? Well, that's not true. Look at that. That's not true. Okay. Oh, so you want this face-up game? You want that face-up action? Oh, I got you. You see him do the bang shot? Oh, now you're leaving me open for a reason?
Wide open.
Bang, bang, single street. Look at this bully ball. Giannis was not settling, Jacoby. I keep telling you, I love the talented Nets. I'm no fool. Like, Kyrie Irving is a wizard out there with the rock. KD was out there, Iceberg Slim, shooting trays from the suburbs. He had an easy 40, easy money sniper 40. Like, look at this work, dog.
Easy.
Look at this work. However, they're going to have trouble defending bigs, and I'll be interested to see how many playoff games Kevin Durant could take 30 shot attempts when the big three healthy.
We'll see.
See, they got to figure Jaylen, that part out also.
I'm taking the Nets over the Bucks in a seven-game series, even without James Harden. You know ooh, it. You ooh, know in a seven-game series, you can scheme against Giannis. It's happened before. You will see these Nets beat the Bucks. And one thing that's happening that people aren't talking about is Ben Simmons with that tip-in to beat the Spurs. That put them in the number one seed, a half game ahead of the Nets. And if you get that number one seed, you avoid the Bucks in the second round. That is why the top of the standings in the East are so important.
Oh, so we're trying to avoid the Bucks now. Got it.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's all about avoiding the Knicks, really. You know what I mean? Everyone's just trying to jockey to avoid the Knicks. That's really how this is going in the Eastern Conference because the Knicks are absolutely unstoppable.
Julius Randle for governor.
We have to turn our attention back to the NFL because the drama just keeps coming. Now the Packers GM has come out and said, we are not trading Aaron Rodgers. Don't call my phone. Don't talk to me about it. I know Aaron wants to go, but we're going to work this out. Do you think Aaron Rodgers starts for the Green Bay Packers week one of this season?
Yes.
Ooh.
And here's why. The Green Bay Packers are going to get out that checkbook. Because if they don't, the answer would have been no. This has become such a disaster for them the last 2 years. And by the way, there's something to be said for talent betting on themselves. Right? You know how this works, Jacoby. Y'all want to draft Love? Okay, cool. I'm going to be a professional. I'm going to show up every day. And I'm going to do damage. And all he did last year was win MVP.
Most valuable player. Most valuable player. Maybe you want to pay the most valuable player. It just seems simple. Like, maybe you should pay him because he's so valuable. You know, it's simple as that.
And so now that he showed up and did what he was supposed to do, and by the way, 4th and 8, he wanted the ball. He wanted the ball. Y'all took it out of his hands. So now in the offseason, when y'all don't pay me and I'm looking around, and I might could get the San Fran on draft day, I'm gonna hit up Shefty. Y'all wanna play these games? Let's play these games. So that's what it's gonna take to get it done. Get out the checkbook and take care of Aaron Rodgers, the MVP of the NFL.
Most problems in life you can just solve with money. That's what they need to do. You can just solve most problems in life. You can just throw money at.
Professional problems.
That's what you need to do. That's what you need to do with Aaron Rodgers. And some tells me he will get on a plane and fly to Wisconsin and play Week One for the Packers. But who knows? The NFL is always bringing the drama. Jalen Rose, we mentioned him earlier, but we're gonna celebrate the man known as Julius Randle and the New York Knickerbockers that just can't lose basketball games. We'll do that much more right after this.
Can't wait to hear what he has to say.
The Avengers must expand their ranks. They have created a competition for the stars of the NBA.
Curry, bang!
Only one will stand side by side with the Avengers.
When I say attack the rim, that's what I mean.
When Marvel and ESPN team up for Warriors, Pelicans, and Marvel's Arena of Heroes.
Coming to you live from the Seaport District of Manhattan and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. It is time for the segment where you decide what we discuss. It is Keep It Moving.
Wu-Tang! Wu-Tang!
If you want to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, me, you, and Method Man, keep it moving. And we start with the New York Knickerbockers, who got another win against the Rockets yesterday. Jalen, I'm just worried about the second round of the playoffs now. You know what? That's where I'm at now. It wasn't, can we get in the play-in tournament? Now it's who we're going to play in the second round. That's where my head's at right now.
I don't even know why you're wasting your breath asking my opinion when you really don't care. Go ahead and enjoy your Knicks.
Whether it's the Hawks or whether it's the Heat, I'm really starting to look at the number one seed in the East because that's who the Knicks will face in the second round. That's where my head is at. First it was, can we get one playoff game? Now it's, who are the Knicks going to play in the second round? This team cannot be stopped.
All I know is this. You've taken your son, my nephew, Quincy, to New York Knickerbocker games to watch them struggle. And you've had to come on this show and say that the number is between 7 and 10 straight appearances where he watched them lose. Mm-hmm. So you get to celebrate. your New York Knickerbockers.
I was going to take Quincy to a game. I looked up. The price is too high. Price is too high. Knicks are too good right now. They need to lose some games so I can go to one. Moving on, we had some very interesting communication between the 49ers and their head coach yesterday. Of course, we all remember when Kyle Shanahan just basically said that he can't promise that any of us are going to exist today on this planet.
And I can't guarantee that anybody in the world will be alive Sunday.
He can't guarantee that we'll be alive, but a number of the players texted him, called him to let them know that they are alive. What do you think about this?
I think that's a boss move, number one. Number two, I taught myself that you can say mean things to people with a smile on your face. Just like you taught me that you can be mean if it's funny.
Yep.
This is funny. This is funny.
He's never going to live this one down. Kyle, let me see Kyle again. Give me Kyle again, Tommy.
Let's give Kyle some love.
I can't guarantee that anybody in the world will be alive Sunday.
I see no lies. Nothing is promised in this world as Kyle Shanahan has taught all of us. One thing that is promised in this world is that Mike Vick will be quick. He ran a 40-yard dash at 40 years old. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
How about as a game-changing prospect was the first black quarterback to go number one overall? Look at how the landscape of that position has changed. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
LaMelo Ball is back. Our guy, LaMelo Ball, is back on the basketball court, picked up where he left off, dazzling passes and finishes for the Hornets this weekend.
See, there are some guys that just have, and of course we're hitting the brakes, an infectious personality on the floor. Like Magic Johnson had that. Like right now, he looks like he's playing at the park, not like he's at work. There's a big difference. And when you can pass the way he passes, all of a sudden people start running. Your hands are up, you're aware. You don't want to get hit in the face with the ball. You want to be on that next highlight. And so they've become league pass, must-see TV. They will be in the playoffs, and I will be at their game tomorrow at Detroit, and I'm going to do something blasphamous, Jacoby.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to do something blasphemous.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to root for the Pistons.
You're going to root against LaMelo Ball? No, you're not.
I'm going to root for the Pistons.
You might clap for the Pistons and yell for the Pistons, but I know on the inside you want to see LaMelo Ball do things like he's doing right here on this screen. That is why you are going to the game. Moving on, the Oklahoma City Thunder, a professional basketball team, lost by 57 points in a game against the Pacers this weekend. What is happening?
I don't want to belabor the point because they do have a lot of picks, and hopefully they hit on those picks and they become relevant again. But for this season, they've become the best farm system the NBA has. Just think about this. I'm not even talking about former MVPs like KD, James Harden, and Russell Westbrook is about to break a triple-double record. Y'all know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about guys like CP3, who was there last year, and now look at Phoenix. I'm talking about Paul George, and who did they just lose to? Sabonis. You know he was on their team, right? And so, like, they are now the best farm system in the NBA. So if you want to watch good Oklahoma City Thunder basketball, watch everybody else in the league.
Jalen, tonight at 7:30, me and my son, your nephew, Quincy Jacoby, will be sitting down to watch the Pelicans and the Warriors because it's going to be shown to us through the Marvel lens. I can't wait for that. We're going to discuss it right after this. Stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
In their search for a hero to join them, the Avengers have set their sights on the world's greatest athletes, starting with the NBA, and this battle between the Warriors and the Pelicans. Their focus will be on three players from each team. From Golden State, Captain Marvel admires the otherworldly talent of Steph Curry. Doctor Strange is enchanted by the spirit and tenacity of the multidimensional Draymond Green. And Black Panther respects the extraordinary physical abilities of Andrew Wiggins. From New Orleans, Captain America nominated the revolutionary game changer Zion Williamson. Black Widow selected the sinewy sharpshooter Brandon Ingram, and Iron Man is intrigued by Lonzo Ball's basketball IQ. The combined intellects of Tony Stark and Bruce Banner designed an algorithmic scoring system to assess performance. A hero point will be awarded for every point, rebound, assist, steal, or block. Conversely, a point will be deducted for every missed shot or free throw or for a turnover. 10 bonus points will go to those on the winning team. When the dust clears and the final buzzer sounds, the player with the most hero points will earn the right to stand side by side with Earth's mightiest heroes. This is Marvel's Arena of Heroes.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, I'm so fired up for the game tonight. My son just started watching all the Avenger movies, and we're going to be on the couch watching ESPN2 with Ruko and Jefferson taking us through the action through a Marvel lens. I can't wait for the game tonight. What are you going to be looking for?
That production is incredible. And you always teasing me about my lack of Marvel knowledge, but one of my favorite rappers is Tony Starks. I've been living it the entire time. The entire time. I'm going to be looking for the power in Zion Williamson. Did you see that guy's arms? Mm-hmm. Like, I remember the comic books. And Zion Williamson embodies a level of power and a finisher that we just have not seen. And how about the unlimited range of Steph Curry? Basically a Harlem Globetrotter type of performer playing in the league. Those are the two guys I'm going to be watching for.
I can't wait for the game tonight, 7:30 on ESPN2, and we'll be back tomorrow on ESPN at 2 p.m.
Thank you.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of giving the people what they want is podcast-exclusive content. Jalen Anthony Rose. Tonight, I'll be watching the Marvel ESPN2 production of the Pelicans and Warriors game, but I know there's only one superhero in the Marvel universe that you respect, and that of course is the Black Panther. I know that's probably the only one you've seen. They just announced today that the Black Panther sequel is coming July 2022. Wakanda Forever. You've seen Black Panther, haven't you?
I have seen Black Panther. Shout out to my brother Michael B. Jordan. Rest in peace to Chadwick Boseman. That Jacoby became a source of pride for not only the Black community, but that movie broke down a lot of barriers. Not like Barack Obama becoming president, but it was just one of those things that we rarely get to see a Black person be the superhero. Like that starts when we're young, watching Cops and Robbers, or the movies like Chiefs versus Indians. Like, we always wanted the opportunity to be the hero, not necessarily the villain. And Black Panther not only gave us that on screen, but it broke down barriers worldwide. And also, fashion-wise as well. For example, the way a guy like Serge Ibaka currently embraces his heritage at basketball games, that wasn't really being done like that. And that fashion from that movie also led to a whole different style tsunami across the world. So it's not one of those things like coming to America where you're trying to do part two like 30 years later and I'm like, not gonna be able to do it. You know what I mean?
And I didn't even watch that one.
Well, if you watch the first one, you watch 35% of the second one because it kept flashing back to it. And so that's the throw off, because most of the people, like, if you were trying to watch it with somebody, they wouldn't have saw the first movie. They wouldn't have got it. So I think this would be a great tribute. But I'm also disappointed in something.
What's that?
Why didn't Chadwick win any awards? Did I miss some? That's why right there. Like, this is another thing that Black people are taught in this industry. Don't do it for the awards. Do it for the rewards. Look at the acclaim that Halle Berry first got and what she had to do to actually get that acclaim. Make out with Billy Bob Thornton? It's like, that's what she gotta do? Right? Denzel, training day? That's what he gotta do to finally get recognized? And so, those are barriers that can't get ignored. And so I'm happy that they're keeping this alive. I hope it becomes something like Fast and Furious almost. Where they continue to have these. What do you think about that?
Because if it makes money, it makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, there's a reason that Coming to America didn't come back for a long time, because they just didn't think it was going to make money. But these superhero movies, these Avenger movies, these Marvel movies, this always make money. They always make money. And the world of Wakanda is a fun world to be in, and I'm excited to go back to it. Now, Jalen, I just want to say, first of all, if you haven't listened to the ESPN Daily episode featuring Jalen and the story of his name, make sure you do so. There were not one, not two, not three, but seven Jalens drafted into the NFL over the weekend, Jalen Rose. Seven Jalens drafted into the NFL over the weekend, two of them in the first round by the Dolphins. And there's like two going top five in the NBA draft coming up too.
I definitely want to say rest in peace to my queen, my mother, Jeannie Rose. I miss you very much. Love you dearly. And I remember Jacoby being young and getting teased for having a girl name. That was one of the things that people teased me about. It was something that people hadn't heard. And by the way, you know, kids can be mean and they can be honest. And so that was actually one of the things I got teased about. I got teased about being broke. I got teased about being skinny. I got teased about having bad teeth. I got teased about having bad skin. And I got teased about my name. True story. And I am not joking when I tell you guys that my mother made me feel like the name Jalen was a superpower. Your name Jalen, because you're special. That's why you're the only person with this name. Oh, and by the way, I want to introduce a character to the original name conversation. My cousin Tiavon is spelled T-I-A hyphen V-O-N. I bring her up, rest in peace, because she lost her dad, my uncle, Paramore Hicks Jr. I've told a story, time, with Jalen Rose, about Tiavon and I being in the backyard, and as we watch these Marvel comic movies, I believe that I was Steve Austin, the $6 million man. And you talk about irrational confidence, I told Tiavon in the middle of winter, I was going to jump over the entire pool. So I went and got a running start, bounced off of the fence, ran as fast as I could, and I jumped over the pool. Except I landed in the deep end. And I was drowning. And my late Uncle Paramore had to come save me. And he tells the story as funny as it could be told, because he lived it and he saved my life. We also were taught that her name, Tiavon, was a superpower because no one else was named after her. That name was created. I was just with her recently as we were grieving the loss of my grandmother, her father, my brother Bill, and my mother. And Pablo's article, and Bob Woodyard, I hope I get his name right, shout out. That article came up. And I realized that it's now a source of pride with my family. And it's helping keep my mother's legacy alive. But the joke was, the name Jalen became popular, but the name Tiavon, she's probably still the only person named that.
Yeah.
So when you tell me that seven NFL players this weekend got drafted with that name, that just makes me continue to want to, like, be humble giving, thoughtful, a please and thank you kind of guy. Say yes when I feel like no. Be there for other people when it don't necessarily benefit me. Be there for my community when I'm not getting paid. And it gave me now a sense of maturity and responsibility. And so I'm grateful to be a beacon that carried the vessel and the name Jalen, because you're a father, and any parent is about to be 10 toes down with what I'm about to say. Mm-hmm. When you know you're about to have a baby, besides your significant other carrying the baby for 9 months and the physical pain that she's gonna endure before that baby hits the sheets, the other major thing that you guys are trying to sort for 9 months is what you're gonna name that baby.
Yep.
That's one of the most important things that everyone that has a child does. And you know what you don't do? Name your baby after somebody that you don't rock with.
Yep, that's why there's so many Jalens out there, because you put out a great example. Put out great example. So
it ain't about points, rebounds, assists. It ain't just about like something that I could even touch that's tangible. But what I will tell you is I'm extremely grateful and humbled by it. And that is going to be the most important thing, or one of the most important things that happens for my legacy.
Jalen, someone was driving in Atlanta on the highway. Highways you know very well. And unfortunately, there was some gun violence. And they got shot, which is never funny. However, this next part is kind of funny. What did they do? I'll read it to you. Police said the man was driving on Interstate 20 near Windsor Street Thursday evening when a black car, possibly a Dodge, shot at him. Police said the victim managed to get himself off the highway and pulled into the parking lot of adult entertainment club Magic City. Do you think this man who was shot that pulled up to Magic City wing got some wings?
He definitely got wings. Oh, and by the way, and I'm going to just like keep it 100% funky. It ain't too many NBA players that survive assassination attempts. As a matter of fact, it ain't too many human beings that survive assassination attempts. I'm one of the fortunate people that have been able to survive a vehicle that I was driving being physically shot 9 times. Shout to my brother Riz, who was in the car with me, that currently has a bullet in his neck. I bring that up because once you survive being shot at, you look at life way different. You don't look at life like I got 20 years, I got 25 years. You like, I might have 2 hours. I might have 2 days. So then you ask yourself, what would I do if I knew I had 3 years left? What would I do if I knew I had 5 years left? And you know what I decided after my assassination attempt?
What's that?
The same thing this gentleman that exited off the freeway 20 to go to Magic City. I'm living my best life. That's what I decided. So
there you go.
If you want to know when Jalen changed, September 3rd, 2003. That's when I changed.
Well, I'm glad you did. Jalen, we always say we get the people what they want. Part of that is listening to the people. So right now, push pause on the podcast. Rate and review the podcast on Apple, Spotify, anywhere. And also call 985-80-JALEN.
And I got to tell you something funny. I wouldn't even be surprised if I got that date wrong.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah, for sure. You're just saying stuff. You got not just the date, the year, everything. Everything. Those are also, both those stories are available.
Somebody going to hear the pod and they're going to Google it. And they're going to be like, he don't even know the date. That's the whole point. I'm living my best life.
Good for you. If you call 9580-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail. We want to hear from you, and we'll put you on the show just like this.
Yo, what up, Jalen and Jacoby? First off, shout out to Raise the Ledge. And I need a little bit of advice from y'all. My name's Chandler. I'm from North Carolina. I'm engaged, and my fiance and I, she has this friend who is a female that we go and hang out with every now and then, and who's always making little jokes and comments about how, oh, she wishes she could join our relationship or have a threesome with us. And she always jokes about it, but we can both tell that that's something that she really wants to do. And we've talked about it amongst ourselves, not actually doing it, but just how we can tell that that's something she wants to do. So what I need advice on is, how do I ask my fiance to have a threesome with one of her good friends that obviously wants to? Please play this on the show and give me the advice I'm looking for, because this would be something that I would like to try out. Appreciate it. Y'all keep getting them checks. All right.
Big shout to Chandler.
Great
Chandler's
music,
guy, he's in a relationship. He's engaged, and his fiance's friend keeps sort of hinting, intimating that perhaps she would like a little episodic adventure with the three of them. So here's my advice for you, Chandler. It can't be your idea. It's your idea, but it can't seem like your idea. So you have to influence your fiance and this friend to make it seem like it's their idea when it's really your idea. However you can get that done. That's my advice.
You're so grown and sexy, Jacoby, just like this music. And that advice was like pristine. And by the way, what Jacoby is preaching, I want y'all to make sure y'all picking up that game. It has nothing to do with the physical nature of if it's gonna go down. In life, sometimes you gotta be willing to punt. Don't just use that term when you're watching football. And also, surrender. Like when you're in Vegas, sometimes you look down at the hand and you know you're not gonna win. You gotta surrender. Take half of your bet back. Live to fight another day. If you decide you want to create a text chain or you want to start a conversation and you're going to talk about how great it's going to be and what positions you may want to try and all of that stuff, that ain't the way to go about it, dog. You called the right place at the right time. We got you. Got you. Here's what you do, fam. They're already besties, right?
They're friends.
So 90% of your work is actually done. Here's why. Because if she's standing in front of you, that means she's definitely saying it when you're not around.
Okay.
When you first heard that, just so you know, that was a point percentage of what that's been. That's a point percentage of when that's been said. It finally just trickled to you. So once it got to you, the seed was extremely planted. And once that seed got planted, I love you, Rez the Ledge. Please, 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 young fella, make sure you're taking notes to this. You're 90% there. The only thing you can do now is mess it up. The only thing you can do now, remember that. You got the job, dog. They already sent you the offer. You already got the job. Don't go posting nothing crazy on social media and get fired on your day off.
Great point.
You already got the job, dog.
Great point.
Here's what you do. Since they're already friends and she's saying it in front of your fiance, all that means is she's trying to elicit a response from you because your fiance don't want to say it to you.
Mmm.
So here's what you do. You talk to your fiance about it when she isn't around.
Okay.
And you say to your fiance, I know you heard what your friend keeps saying. I just want to know something because I love you very much. Like, I love you very much.
So much.
Like, I can't wait to the day that I take your hand in marriage. It's going to be the greatest day of my life. I can't wait for that to happen. But you know what else I want to make sure happens? That you're pleased at all times. I don't want to make you feel like you have to have any escapades and I'm not involved. I support you. I love you. And so, since I know you heard what she said, I'm just curious. What do y'all say when I'm not around?
Oh.
And she's gonna tell you all of the attributes she love about you. That's why she's your fiance. Oh, we just joke about this and we just talk about that and whatever. So you ask her, would you consider having a threesome with your friend? And now the ball's in her court. And remember, you already got the job, dog. You already got the job. Don't say nothing stupid. Don't do nothing stupid. And here's what you bet not do. Do not compliment her friend. Do not compliment her friend. Dog, I got you, dog. If I could grow my hair like Ron O'Neill, I would. Trust me, I got you, dog. This is that. Look, shout to Gillian Wallow. This is $1 million worth of game. For those that know, you know.
Chandler's getting everything he could possibly want
do
today.
Do not compliment her friend during this conversation. At least not yet. And then when she tells you what they talk about when you're not around, you say, you're so beautiful. Like, I just love your hands. I just love your feet. Like, I just love making, it's just an honor for me to be able to caress and love and just have you, you know, sexually aroused by me. It means nothing more for me to please you. And now, since you guys have had those conversations, you clearly have considered it. Now, I didn't necessarily think about doing something like this. Like, I wouldn't consider doing something like this. As a matter of fact, here's the game, y'all. Catch what I'm putting down. As a matter of fact, I've never done something like that before. I've never done something like that before. But with my fiance, I would definitely be willing to try it. And when you say that, it now becomes what Jacoby was preaching. Her idea.
Mm-hmm.
So now, you don't make this a long, drawn-out conversation. You don't want an exclamation point at the end of the sentence. You want three dots. You want three dots.
Yes.
You just leave it there. Don't stress it. Don't say, let's call her on FaceTime right now.
No.
Like, don't do none of that.
Don't plan it. You can't put it in the calendar. This isn't a meeting. This isn't a Zoom call.
Correct.
It's got to be natural.
When you get confused, just remember Jalen saying, you already got the job.
You already got the job. You're hired.
You already got the job. So now, you never bring it up to her again. Because you know what she's now going to do? She's going to talk to her friend.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to tell her friend that they had that that y'all had that conversation. But here's the fly in the ointment.
Wow, Chandler's getting all he could ask for. Chandler's loving this right now. Shout out to Chandler.
Chandler, they might have already gotten down without you before.
Could be possible.
And you don't care. Uh-uh. And you don't ask. And you don't suggest. And you don't even worry about it. Because you know what? Whatever she did when you're not around, none of your business.
I got one piece. I got to put a bow on this. Jalen, you've given Chandler so much advice. I just got to put a bow on this.
Okay.
One more thing, Chandler. Listen to this. It's important. Drinks got to be flowing for this to go down. This don't happen at 10 in the morning after a workout. This happens at 10 at night after a night at the bar.
Hey, Chandler, make sure you hit us back and let us know the update. Because here's the thing. It ain't happening tomorrow.
Mm-mm.
It ain't happening this week.
It's an investment.
Okay, this is what Jacoby said, an investment. Now, when they have that conversation, you'll know because they'll slowly start to loop you in. And the more y'all together, the more it becomes about each of you. Not just y'all being a couple and her being a third wheel. But here's what you gotta do. Start the Jalen juice now. Right now. You started, dog. I am not playing with you, dog.
Get on the
regiment. I ain't just take 15 years out of my life to tell you this advice for you to come up short, dog. You represent me now. You represent me now.
Jalen's invested now. Yeah, Jalen needs this to happen. Make sure you call us back, Jalen. Give us the update. 985-80-JALEN. Always appreciate your phone calls. Lead to the best content. Jalen, wow, you just changed Chandler's life, man. If you go to sleep tonight, if you're stressed out about anything, you say, you know what I did today? I helped Chandler in North Carolina. You know? You did your good deed for the day. Appreciate you so much, Chandler. We will be back tomorrow on ESPN at 2 p.m. and on the pod whenever you like. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
That's the least I could do from Carolina. They only beat me in 2 national championship games. We're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people.